Joining us now on the line is a former caddy on the PGA Tour, and he's a pretty good golfer as well. He's close to scratch, so I'm sure he's played 36 holes of golf in a day. It is Russ Holden from Caddy for a Cure. Russ, good morning to you. Happy Sunday. Thanks for joining us. I'm sure you played 36 holes. You ever played 54 in a day?
I actually, I was thinking while you guys were saying, I remember one thick day back in my hometown in Detroit. I actually walked, believe it or not, walked Ooh. With a good buddy of mine 90 holes in one day. That's... We played five rounds.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, Russ, mentally at the end of that, the last 10 holes, how were you?
He had to have played fast. How do you play 90 holes in one day? He was just probably zooming.
Well, you know, we were in college. We were good players, and there was nobody on the golf course. And it was just hit when ready, fire when ready. You know, we played 18 and nothing. And it was at the Country Club Detroit, and we had it was a private club, and it was on a Monday. It was a rare experience for us to be able to go out there. And we got done with 18. We said, let's go again. You know, that was great. We went and had lunch, and we said, you know, we got plenty of time left. So when we got done with 54, we had to accumulate a 72 hole score like they do on tour. And we got done with that, and we said, well, for the heck of it, you know, we got about another hour and a half, 2 hours before dark. Let's see if we can get around. And we were just blazing.
Five rounds of golf. I would imagine if you were to graph, this is going to sound kind of dorky for me, you know, equating it to mathematics, but if you were to graph your production, it would kind of be like a parabola. Like the second round, the third round is really when you hit your stride and you're playing your best, and then towards the end, you kind of tail off there and, you know, to attrition. I mean, were the middle rounds your best rounds because you got warm, you had time to get warm up, and then you weren't tired yet, and then you're on fumes making it to the clubhouse?
Well, you know, it was pretty cool because we knew where all the pin positions were because they obviously weren't changing it, and we did know, you know, by the third round, we knew where everything was set up, and we knew mistakes we had made in the first and second round, so it actually was kind of helpful playing the third and fourth rounds, especially the fifth round. It was kind of like we could do it in our sleep. You know, all we had to do was step up and just rip it down the fairway and hit it on the green in the same pin location.
Russ Holden is, of course, a very good friend of the program. We had him on a couple months ago during the Honda Classic when he had another one of his charity auctions. And, of course, Caddy for a Cure is a fabulous idea. Russ, a former caddy, world-class caddy, caddy for Bernhard Langer for a number of years, including in the Ryder Cup. In fact, Russ, I know you like to say you're the last American to touch the Ryder Cup, right?
Well, I am, yeah. I was actually the caddy captain for Europe in 2004, and yeah, I am the last American to touch the Ryder Cup. So a little bit of trivia there if anyone asks you, you know, any kind of party or anything like that.
So you've got a great auction coming up pretty soon here. Your latest iteration of players that fans can go online and bid for and caddy for in a PGA Tour practice round is coming up. The day is June 18th, practice round for the Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut. It's the week after the U.S. Open, and two huge names are up for bids, Stuart Sink and Kenny Perry.
We do. This is a great opportunity. I just got home last night from Colonial. We set a record for Caddy for a Cure this week. We had a bidding war for David Toms, and one lucky guy, Steve Hartnett, from Dallas, from Colleyville, actually bid $27,500 for David Toms. And we
27.
Treated him to the day of his life on Wednesday, and he got to know the former PGA champion, and very excited about the Travelers Championship. Stuart Sink, as you know, has, you know, gone toe-to-toe with Tiger this year, and, you know, is really right on the brink of winning the major championship, and Kenny Perry is hotter than hot right now, and just a great guy, a Kentucky guy, and two lucky people are going to get to spend the day of their golf life inside the ropes, partnering with a PGA Tour player for a day.
Russ, you know, just from a logistical standpoint, what are these guys really required to do? I mean, aside from just carry the bag, are they? They're not out there marking yardages. I mean, this is mainly just for fun and those types of things, correct?
Well, it is. What I tell them, Pat, is you can get as involved as you want, or you can get as uninvolved as you want. The PGA Tour caddy goes along with you for the day. So he's kind of there holding your hand, telling you where to put the bag, trying to help you read a yardage book if you so desire. This guy this week, Steve, he was really into it. He's an avid golfer. He's a 12 handicap. He hits balls several hours a day, every day. He's really working hard on his game. And he looked at it not only from a standpoint of getting to know the PGA Tour player, in this case David Toms, but he also looked at it from a standpoint that, hey, I want to learn something this day. I want to improve. So show me how it's done. And, you know, he got really involved. He was walking off yardages. You know, he was throwing up grass in the air. He was trying to understand wind and how it affects club selection and things like that. So, and I've had people just tote the bag and laugh and get to know their player all the way around. You can go either way.
Russ Holden, former PGA Tour caddy, joining us here on the line. He is, of course, with Caddy for a Cure, a fabulous initiative that raises money for charity. Don't forget, 100% of the funds generated by Caddy for a Cure go directly to charity. Their expenses are handled by their sponsors. So 100% of the money bid for these players for a chance to caddy for a player during a practice round on the PGA Tour goes to charity. In addition to the Fanconi Anemia Research Fund, other charities that monies go for include American Cancer Society, the ALS Foundation, the Boys and Girls Club, St. Jude's, Cook Children's Hospital, and many others. Of course, 25% going to the Caddy Fund, 25% going to the charity of choice for the tournament. In this case, it's the Travelers Championship. And the next chance for you to caddy for a world-class player is coming up. The caddy date is Wednesday, June 18th, practice round for the Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut, the week after the U.S. Open, and listeners can bid for the chance to caddy for Stuart Sink and Kenny Perry. Russ, when does the auction start, and where do listeners go to bid?
They're actually live right now, Russ, as we speak, and the best place to go is www.caddyforacure.com, and we spell it with a Y, CaddyForAcure, caddyforacure.com. And we have a link there that takes you to our auctions that are live and running right now. And, you know, I'd really love to tell your listeners about some of the other exciting things we have coming up later in the year if that event doesn't work for them with their vacation schedule or whatever this year. The following event, we're doing the AT&T National Tiger Woods event up at Congressional. We've got Fred Couples and Zach Johnson along with Jerry Kelly and Brett Wetterich up there. And in New York later in the year, we're going to have Padraig Harrington and Johnson Wagner and Retief Goosen. In Boston, we're going to have Adam Scott and Boo Weekly again. And, guys, I'd really like to tell you the chance of a lifetime to be able to go inside the ropes, be at a PGA Tour event, and be able to partner with a player is probably going to happen next year at a little place in Georgia. Golly, it's over on the east side. They give them a green or yellow jacket, I think, every year there. It's called Augusta National.
The Masters? The Masters, Russ. You've got an opportunity for the Masters.
We got the Masters next year. Todd Hamilton came up to me at former Honda Classic champion, British Open champion, came up to me and he said, let's make some money for charity. And I said, great, how are we going to do that? He said, why don't we do the Masters? Oh. And I slyly looked at him. I said, hey, you're exempt there next year, aren't you? And he said, yeah. He goes, why don't we do Monday? Let's let somebody very lucky get inside the ropes at Augusta National during the Masters and carry a bag at the famed golf course up there.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, Russ, you just set that record, 27 grand and change for David Toms just earlier this week at the Colonial. I think you might set another record with somebody bidding for the bag of Todd Hamilton during the Monday practice round at the 2009 Masters. That's a little ways away, but obviously more immediate. Stuart Sink and Kenny Perry, the auction is going on right now. The caddy date is Wednesday, June 18th up in Connecticut for the Travelers Championship later on this year. You have a chance for Freddie Couples, one of the most personable guys on the PGA Tour at the AT&T National. Also, Brett Wetterich, a Jupiter resident, another one of those players at Tigers Tournament in July in Washington, D.C. You've got Adam Scott later on this year in Boston, Retief Goosen later on this year in New York. A lot of big-time names. If you want to find out more about this program, go online. CaddyForAcure.com is the website, CaddyForAcure.com. Russ Holden, good friend of the program, is from Caddy for a Cure. Russ, thank you so much for your time, as always. Good luck with all these auctions. Hope you raise a lot of money for Fanconi Anemia Research and a lot of other great charities.
Hey, bless both of you guys. I really appreciate it, and I applaud you for having such a heart for so many others far less fortunate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Russ. Thank you, Russ, for all your efforts. There he is, Russ Holden, former PGA Tour caddy. Caddy for Bernhard Langer for 5 or 6 years, including caddying for Bernhard in the Ryder Cup. And Russ likes to say he was the last American to touch the Ryder Cup trophy because most of those players on the European team have European caddies. But he's so good at what he does as a caddy and what he formerly did in his former life that he was Bernhard's caddy during the Ryder Cup. But a great initiative, raising money for a number of charities. You can bid to caddy for a PGA Tour player during a practice round. And go online right now, caddyforacure.com. If you want to head up to Connecticut and caddy for either Stuart Sink or Kenny Perry during the Wednesday, June 18th practice round for the Travelers Championship the week after the U.S. Open.